Hey, what's up? Today we're trying something new. We're going to do a solo cast because I feel like I can have the opportunity to deepen into my own understanding by sharing with you the different things that I'm studying and reading. And today I was tapping into the Fifth Agreement, which is the follow-up to the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And the Fifth Agreement is written by Don Miguel Ruiz and his son. So it just got me thinking about the importance of self-love and being able to go out into the world and into relationships from a healed place. And that made me ask the question, you know, what does it mean to love yourself? What does it mean? Because we hear that term a lot, you know, like self-care day, or some people will be like, I'm going to shopping and buy myself nice. And to me, what self-love is love of the self, like God, source, universal consciousness, the animating force behind all things. Because in the same way that a puppeteer puts its hand inside of a puppet and operates the puppet, the same energy is within all of us operating us. And the beauty of this life is that we get to be unique expressions of that energy. And we all have something special to share in this divine play that we are living through. But if we don't recognize that that same force exists in ourselves as well as everyone else, we can come to have a distorted understanding of the way relationships should work. And I think we can often end up grasping at relationships because we think we can get something in the relationship that we are not able to source from within. And I've been at both extremes. You know, I've been in relationships where I've grasped for someone and I think it was suffocating. And I've also been in places where I was deeply connected to myself because I spent a lot of time with self doing my Radiant Rising rituals, which is for me, a menu of ways in which I like to connect with the divine. So when I wake up, you know, there's a trajectory of getting on Instagram or looking at your email or getting sucked into notifications. And then there's another trajectory of going within yourself. So like closing your eyes, taking a deep breath. And since source lives within and source animates us through the breath, I like to think of that process as giving source a kiss in the morning, right? Right? It just said it feels good. Let's do one more. Right? So I like to do some conscious breathing. I like to meditate. I like to listen to something that keeps my mind on a high frequency. A lot of it lately has been some Christ teachings that don't come from the Bible. They are recently channeled works and they're spoken in a much more colloquial, present day way. And it lets go some of the dogma that I feel like has been accumulated and like tacked on and wasn't actually a part of the original teachings from Jesus. That's another topic that I'm sure we'll get into more. I talk about it a lot. But the point is, in order to have a healthy relationship with all of life, especially your intimate relationships, you have to cultivate a sense of fulfillment within, and you go out into the world ready to give. And of course, at certain points, we need to be poured into as well. But source is an infinite source, you know? Like, it is the plug. Why would you try to plug your socket into a little volt when you can plug it into an infinite, ever-renewable source of energy, right? So it's just a reminder to come home to yourself. It's easy to get pulled in different ways and think that, especially if we invest a lot of time and energy into a relationship, that we have to grasp at it. But grasping at relationships is like having your hand in a river. So you have your hand in a river, and that's a unattached relationship because you're just the water's just flowing over your hand. The water's just flowing over your hand. It feels nice. It feels refreshing. And then you maybe start to get afraid that you're going to lose the water. So you say, I need to grab it. I need to have it. It belongs to me. And the more you tighten your hand to try to grasp at that water, the less you have. And when your hand is completely closed, because you're very intently trying to hold on to something that should be free flowing, then you don't have anything. So this is an invitation and a reminder to live and love with an open hand. So that was just reflection that I wanted to share. I also just wanted to let you know, my name is Dijon, in case this is your first time here, and I am opening back up my coaching offerings for anyone who may be interested to receive that. I work with people wherever they're at to deepen on their spiritual path and deepen their connection to themselves and to help them wake up to reality so that they can live their dreams. So I myself have my own trauma to triumph story, and there are many parts to it, but the most abbreviated version was in 2019, I was having suicidal ideations and I was so overwhelmed and having a really intense dark night of the soul. And after taking a yoga teacher training and doing a meditation retreat and a 100-day Kundalini sadhana, I was able to access my soul in a really visceral way and to know myself as an eternal being that was having a human experience. It went beyond just the cliche of a spiritual being having a human experience, like I actually felt that. And when I did, I became a little bit less attached to this actual manifestation and recognized this entire reality as an opportunity to grow my soul through the practice of love, through the practice of being unconditional love. And when you really are rooted in that consciousness, which is Christ consciousness, the whole world shifts. And it's something that I feel like I have strong awareness of what the path is to Christ consciousness. So as I started to deepen into my meditation and soul awareness, that's where the inspiration for Dharma Glow came. And the ethos of Dharma Glow is to inspire people to live a life that leaves a legacy of love. And I feel like I'm well on my way with that with Dharma Glow by producing these events that first happened in San Diego and have now since moved to Atlanta. But we just put on innovative and unique experiences to expand people's consciousness and bring them joy and make spirituality fun. And I work with people one-on-one. I work with people in group containers. I put on these live events and I get to live my life every day knowing that I'm one, getting to have fun, and two, getting to be of service. So if you want support on your journey, whether it's stepping into a path like the one I'm walking, or you just want to have more inner spaciousness and freedom from anxiety or intrusive thoughts or whatever, and I support people to step more deeply into themselves, attuned to that awareness also. So I'm going to share something from my friend Hayden, who I just finished working with, and he had an incredible transformation, but I let you hear it from his own words. All right, so now that we're coming to the end of our 6 months together, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to reflect back on a few things. So for one, if you can talk about where you started and then your trajectory to where you are now.
So I started this process with a view on reality that was very negative. I felt really depressed. I was questioning the purpose of life. I was questioning my existence. I was in such a state, such a low state. Like I was like, I'm ready to exit. I'm ready to leave. I don't feel like there's any reason for being here. And the resources and tools that you've given me have allowed me to not only transcend and observe those beliefs, but also find a state of self-love that I've never experienced in my life, and self-acceptance. And that self-acceptance and love is the alignment that I feel like everyone is searching for, because through my own introspection and these practices that you've given me, I've been able to witness and observe so much of my thought patterns and beliefs to a point where, for myself, I've come to realize that every single issue I've ever had boils down to me just not loving myself. Like, everything that we worry about or get stressed out about or angry about ties down to a fear, and a fear ties down to a belief that something bad's going to happen. And if we can extend love to ourselves, we can realize how we are creating that experience and that fear, and then stop creating it, like taking responsibility for our own state of being, but in a way that feels good. It's not like you said that, like how you said, it's not a pressure thing. It's like you want to do this because this feels good to do. It's not like hard. It feels good. And it takes devotion and commitment, but it's also like you want to commit to it. You want to devote yourself to it.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And how do you feel your ability to manifest your idealized reality has come along in this time?
That's a great one. I think for me, my perspective on this has shifted, because I used to view manifestation as this externalized thing where it's like, unless this external thing is happening, I haven't successfully manifested. Whereas now I'm in this state where I've realized that the physical manifestations, not only are they a result of the internal state that we maintain, but the reason why we want to have the external manifestation is to make us feel a certain way. Whereas if we feel a certain way, we're already manifesting the reality that we want. Like, it doesn't matter where you're at, who you're with, or what you're experiencing in your life. It matters how you feel about it. If you are just in this state right now where you're like, everything's perfect and I love my life and I'm really excited to wake up in the morning and continue living, it wouldn't matter what you're doing or who you're with or where you live. It's, if you feel that way genuinely about your life, then you have manifested the perfect life for yourself. So it doesn't matter what's outside of you, actually. It only matters what's inside. And so now that's my view, is in doing that, I am manifesting my perfect life, because it's our projection. Life is our projection of how we view it. And I'm now creating the views and projections and looking through the window of life that I want to look through. It's before I had this really dirty, crappy, foggy window that was like tinted and also had these scary sounds playing in the background, looking at everything in my life through this window. And then I was like, oh, this window sucks. I'm going to throw it out and get a different window that's really clean and brightens the colors. And it's really way lighter and way stronger, and it's made of better materials, and it's more sustainable. And I found actually someone to carry it for me too, so that I can just look through this window now and everything is better. Even though I'm in the exact same place.
I love that. And what would you say to someone who is interested in working with me in this way?
What would I say? They're interested. Okay. I would say that Dijon maintains a frequency that is this even keel, peaceful, happy state of being, no matter what's going on. You could be telling him that your parent just died, and there's this acceptance and this love. I see that, and I witness you, and I'm holding the space for you, and it's okay. And I'm here, and I'm not judging any of your experiences, the way you're experiencing it, what you're choosing to believe about the experience. It's all accepted. And in maintaining this frequency, he ultimately gives you this guide of direction of where you can be, and how it's not about driving to get there. It's just about turning inward and finding that space in yourself that is ultimately where we all want to be, the state of self-acceptance and self-love. And that's really what I've felt every time I've worked with Dijon, is this full acceptance of myself, no matter where I'm at in my process. And that actually allows me to transcend what's happening to me and realign to where I actually desire to be and feel.
So thanks for being here. I would love to hear how you like this solo cast episode. So shoot me a message on Instagram, share it with a friend. I think I'm going to start sprinkling these in more, as well as the guest episodes, because I enjoy both formats. But thanks for taking a little bit of time to connect today. And if you feel inspired to connect, I will put links below and you can explore working with me. So thanks for being here.